Madagai Gimbai, Biripi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country. And it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Heidi. And Tony Dennison is back to continue his story about a woman at the food convention in Brisbane that he witnessed to and told was on her way to hell if she didn't receive Christ.
Well, Heidi, I spent plenty of time in prayer over the weekend for lots of people. It was a great time to spend with God. And I spoke to the lady that I saw last week at a food convention in Brisbane because we talked about whether she was going to go to heaven or hell. And she wanted her children to go to the same place she was. And I said, at the moment, you don't know Christ, and you're all going to the same place, and you're going to hell. So I explained how to become a Christian and what it was all about and how simple and easy it was. And then I said to her, I'm going to pray for you over the weekend. I'm going to pray for you now. And I want you to think about everything that I've told you about accepting Christ as your Lord and Saviour. And I said, then I want you to ring me after the weekend and we'll discuss and I'll answer any questions you want. And you know, I didn't hear from her. So I decided before I came in today that I would actually ring her. And she said she's been home alone all weekend with the kids. And she did take a lot of time to think about everything that I said. And this morning she planned to ring me and one of her fillings fell out of her tooth. So as I spoke to her, she was sitting in the dentist chair. But she said, don't go away. Hold the phone. I really want to talk to you this afternoon. I want to talk to you after I finish with my dentist appointment. So she said, please do not go away. I've got a lot of questions and I know you're going to give me the answers. I had a person say to me the other day, you know, when I hear God's voice, you know, I don't hear his voice like you do. But when I hear God's voice and God tells me to do something, but sometimes you tell me to do something, I don't really like it. God always doesn't give us what we want. He always gives us the things we need. He doesn't give us the things we want. And you know, sometimes when God speaks to us, he gives us prophetic words. And God will say something to us. And if it don't happen the next day or the next week, as Christians we get disheartened and we give up. But you know what the real miracle is? Is not what the promises that God gives you. The real miracle is that we can build a relationship with God every day. We only have to spend time reading his word and trusting God and speaking and talking to God every day. And if we get into that mode, you're going to see the blind see. You're going to see the cripple get up and walk. Because Jesus said, all these things you see me do, you can do greater. You'll do even greater than that. You know, because the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is alive in us today. He didn't die when Jesus was nailed to the cross and died. That same power that raised him from the dead lives in you and I. But as believers, unfortunately, a lot of believers wouldn't even know they was alive in Christ. I speak to a Christian person the other day that don't believe in praying for somebody on the phone. Well, I can't do that. And somebody said to me, you know, I can't take communion because unless my priest blesses the communion and do all this and that, you got to stop putting your trust in man. You got to put your trust in the Word of God. Jesus says in the Bible, he says, take this communion as often as you like in remembrance of me and what I did on the cross. And that's simple. That's straight out. Even a black fellow like me can understand that. You can take it 7 days a week, seven times a day, and it won't be a blasphemy or an offence to God. But some people get so caught up in religion, well, we can only do it on Sunday if the pastor blesses it, or if the pastor does communion, somebody else can't do it. Some say we can only do it once a month, and some say once a year. How sad for those people when they can have communion with God every day. They can talk to God every day. I'm not having a go at any religion here, but if you've got to trust men to be able to have a relationship with God, whether he's the pastor, the priest, or the monk, or anybody, if you've got to trust them to talk to God, you're really sadly mistaken. because you know what? I talk to God 24/7. And I just love talking to God. Even when I get it wrong, when God tells me something I don't understand what he's saying and I'm having a guess at what he's trying to say to me, you know, even when I get it wrong, you know, I got it wrong. The key word is Tony got it wrong, not God, because God is perfect in every way. God never gets it wrong. Sometimes our interpretation gets in the road and we interpret what God is speaking to us. But you know, God gave me a word yesterday and it stumped me. It stumped me. He said, "Behold, the judge stands at the door." And I know my Bible reasonably well, but I knew I heard it somewhere before. Would you think I could find it? Two black trackers couldn't find it in the Bible. And I happened to say to a friend at tea last night, and I mean, I'm redundant when it comes to mobile phones. But you know what he did? He couldn't find it in the NIV. I said, "Well, go to the King James. They use all that sort of language." And he found it straight away. And the scripture was found in James chapter 5, verse 9. Read it. Look it up and see what it says. And it's a severe warning from God to somebody. When God says, "Behold, the judge stands at the door," you know you're in trouble. Because it's serious business with God. And I tell you what, I never want to get a tap on the shoulder from God and have God say those words to me, I can tell you. But miracles happen in everyday life. If you're driving down the street and you say, "God, I need to park outside the Commonwealth Bank," and the moment you turn the corner and there's a park there, that's a miracle. God answered your prayer. You go to the supermarket and you want to buy something and you're $2 short. And the person behind the register said, "Look, here, there's $2 here, I'll put it in." Or if somebody behind you says, "He's $2. That's a miracle, because somebody's given you something and they don't want anything in return. You know, they're little miracles. People think, well, you know, when you talk about miracles, you got to see the Red Sea parted and Moses standing on the shore with his rod in his hand. But if you don't look for the big miracles and you keep your eye out for all the little ones, you know, one day, when you least expect it, God will turn up and give you a big miracle. Because one thing I want to tell you today is this. God is a just God. God is a righteous God. God is a God of holiness. And you know, God will not change his way or the word. I said to someone the other day, this person said to me, "If God does this for me, then I'll stop sleeping with this person, or I'll stop doing that, I'll stop doing that." And I said, you know, God has had his word there from the beginning, before the foundation of the world was even laid. And are you that special that God's going to break all his rules from the past and his solid foundation that God stands upon? What makes God God? You think God's going to, for one mortal, he's going to change all that just to accommodate you? It's not God that's got to come into line with you. You've got to come into the line with the Word of God. You have to submit yourself to a holy, righteous God. And you have to bend the knee. You can be so prideful and so stubborn. You know what the Bible says? One day, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's not just for you and I. That's for every demonic spirit. Every angelic being that was ever created, everything that was ever created will bow the knee and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. When God says something, he's perfect. When we hear from God and we get it wrong, it's we that's getting it wrong. It's me, my interpretation of what God says. Sometimes I hear what God says to me, and sometimes I put my own spin on what God's telling me because I want it to be what I want it to be and not what God wants it to be. You know, God asked me to prophesy over something that I was praying for. You know, I said, "God, how can I pray for that? Because I can't blank out my mind. My mind will be so focused on what I want and not what you want." So I started to pray in the Spirit. And I said, "Lord, please let this be of you. You know what?" And I spoke this prophetic word. And I was praying with someone on the phone and I said, "Geez, I hope that wasn't from me." And the person on the other end of the phone said, "You know what, Tony, that was perfect. That was from the Holy Spirit." Because the other person on the other end of the phone got confirmation. That was God speaking through me and using my mouth as a mouthpiece to speak his prophetic word. So many Christians get so disenchanted and disheartened when they hear get a prophetic word somebody prays over them. Not everybody that prays for you is a person of God. You've got to be very careful about that. I had a friend of mine recently, that somebody came up to them in a hospital when she was working and said, "Are you going to America?" And this person said, "Yes." "Well, I've been sent to pray for you." And when this person started to pray for this person, and she's not a small woman, as soon as this person started to pray for her, it picked her up and slammed her up against the wall 6 feet away. And while she was dazed on the floor, a demonic spirit appeared in her face and was yelling and screaming. And she thought it was somebody that died, but it wasn't. It was a familiar spirit impersonating the person that was supposed to have died. The Bible says that once we die, we die. Until the resurrection, we're not coming back. And so when this woman rang me and said to me, "This person who's supposed to dead, he was in her face yelling and screaming," I had to explain to her that wasn't him, that was a demonic spirit. And then you know what I said? She rang me and she said, "I got a Skype call and the room was black." She said, "I can hear this person's voice who was dead." And, you know, it was like a voice coming from the grave. And I said, "You know what? That person you're talking to was the real thing." I said, "It wasn't a dead person." I just feel somebody's playing a really sick practical joke on you. And I said, "You know, if you know somebody outside of this person's mother rang her and told her that her son had died. And you know what? It was a sick practical joke." And I said, "Why don't you ring somebody in the church outside of the family? This is what God told me to tell you." And I said, "I'm telling you, this person's alive." And she rang somebody outside of the church and she was speaking to this woman in America. And she said to this woman, "You know," she said, "I've been told that this person's died. And his mother said, you know, he left everything to me." She said, "Unless he's Lazarus, he just walked past my front window half an hour ago." And you see, when we're troubled and we're not sure what to do, we can always ask God, because God has always got the answers, because God is God. You know what I told this person? God knows everything from the beginning to the end. And God had no beginning and he has no end. Sometimes when God says, "Trust me," I've been in faith a long time. And over the last 2 months, God's been asking me to trust him in something. And man, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. It's like pulling all my teeth out with a rusty pair of pliers. Because, you know, our humanness gets in the road. And if you've seen me in person, not on radio, I've got a face for radio because you ain't looking at me. I'm as big as Fat Albert. And God said to me, "Tony, you got to get your backside out of the road so I can deal with this. While you're in the road, my ends are tied. I can't help you." I tell you what, I said to God, "Getting around my backside is like running around Woolworths." I said, "It's so big, you got to run around Woolworths half a dozen times." But you know what I've learned over 2 months? And it's taken me 2 months. And I'm a man of God. It's taken me 2 months to get out of God's road so God can do what he wants to do. And God will be faithful. He will answer your prayers. And I said to God, I said, "How come I pray every day and it's taken 2 months and it doesn't seem to change?" You know what God said to me? He said, "Tony, I heard your prayer from the very first time you prayed it." He said, "Sometimes, like you said, like Daniel in the lion's den, I heard his prayer the first time, but it took 21 days to get the answer to him. And he had to send the Archangel Michael to deliver it." And I said, "Man, there must be some opposition. This has been 2 months." And Lord said, "Hasn't it really been 2 months? You just keep getting in the road and trying to help me." And God said, "If you really want me to do this, you got to stop helping me. You got to stop helping me, Tony." What I want to say today, you want a miracle? Build a relationship with God. The best miracle you can have is to tell someone about Jesus and to have them accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the best miracle you're going to have. You know, I love it when people come up to me and they say, "I recognize your voice from the radio. And I listen to you every week." It's a privilege to pray for these people. It's always a privilege to pray for somebody. I was at a Greek restaurant the other night and I've never been there. I'll tell you what, don't go to a Greek restaurant if you had a feed before you went. We had 20 courses. 20 courses. 20 courses is a lot. And this woman wasn't a Christian, her and her husband, and they paid for dinner. And I'd hate to imagine what the bill was for five people. and obviously this bloke could afford it. And just towards the end of the night, his wife said to me, she said, "What do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm actually a pastor." She said, "Well, what does that mean?" I said, "Well, I love God, I serve God, and I'm an evangelist. I tell people about God, I preach on the radio. I just be obedient to God." And she said, "You know what? I've been sick. I've had three lots of antibiotics, and I can't get better. Nothing seems to work." I said, "I love it when people talk like that to me. When people tell me it's impossible to get better and the drugs aren't working and the doctors aren't got it right. You know what?" I said, "Let me pray for you." And because she wasn't a Christian and probably wouldn't have known God if he bit her on the leg, because of the anointing, she said, "Okay, you're going to pray for me when you go home." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm going to pray for you right here." And I prayed for her there with the waitress hovering around with the bill and other people drinking wine and people being rowdy. I just took her by the hand and quietly prayed and asked God to heal her. From the time I prayed for her to till the time we got out onto the footpath across the road at the traffic lights, God had completely healed her. And she said to me, she said, "If we get you to come back to Queensland," she said, "will you come and pray for my husband?" I said, "When God tells me to, I will." She said, "Why when God tells you to?" I said, "Because then I'll know God's going to heal him." Sometimes we want to go out and lay hands on everybody, but we have to wait for God, because if God's not in it, it's not going to work.
Your face.
Abundant Life Ministries with Divine Exchange. If you'd like to talk to Tony about anything you've heard on today's program, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. And if you want to hear any of the King's Kids programs again, go to kingskidsministries.org and click listen. All our past programs are available to stream or download. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Heidi, and I hope you can listen in again next week. God bless, and bye for now. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.